From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says not raising the debt ceiling would produce a self-inflicted wound on the U.S. economy. Speaking at a White House press conference today, the president said such a move could also increase the deficit. Here's NPR's John Itzstein.
The president said failure to raise the debt ceiling would mean Social Security checks would not go out, the military would not be paid, financial markets would go haywire, and interest rates would spike. Mr. Obama said he is willing to negotiate a balanced deficit reduction package with Republicans, but
what I will not do is to have that negotiation with a gun at the head of the American people.
The president said raising the debt ceiling is not about authorizing more spending. It simply means the Congress will pay the bills it's already racked up. John, it's the NPR News, Washington.
President Obama also addressed gun control on this one-month anniversary of the Connecticut school shootings. He says he's reviewing a range of proposals today, including limits on high-capacity ammunition magazines and an assault weapons ban. The Associated Press reports that a California high school teenager accused of shooting a classmate last Thursday is being charged as an adult. Today, the Kern County District Attorney's Office announced the suspect faces several counts, including attempted murder. People in the San Joaquin Valley town who say they knew the suspect describe him as smart and also a target of teasing for his small stature. A spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush has been released from the hospital where he spent nearly 2 months. The 88-year-old was admitted to Methodist Hospital in Houston for a bronchitis-related illness. Massachusetts Institute of Technology says it's investigating the school's involvement in the suicide of 26-year-old internet activist Aaron Swartz, who committed suicide on Friday. NPR's Tovia Smith reports he was facing trial next month on federal charges for hacking into MIT's computer system to make academic articles available online for free.
MIT's president, L. Raphael Reif, says it, quote, pains him to think the school played any role in events that ended in the tragedy. Swartz was arrested after breaking into an MIT computer closet and downloading articles from a paid subscription service to make them available for free. While some saw it as an act of civil disobedience, prosecutors came down hard. Swartz was facing 35 years in prison and up to $1 million in fines. Swartz had been suffering from depression. His family calls his death the product of a criminal justice system rife with intimidation and prosecutorial overreach. MIT has asked a computer science professor and founder of the Free Software Foundation to head the internal review, saying, quote, now is a time for everyone to reflect on their actions. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Germany is now offering support to French troops fighting the Islamist insurgency in Mali, but it does not plan to send combat forces to the West African nation. France has also promised support from Canada, Britain, and the U.S. as it tries to keep Islamist fighters from advancing on Mali's capital. Despite several days of French airstrikes, insurgents were still able to capture the central town of Jabali. According to the Chinese embassy in Sudan, militants in the Darfur region have kidnapped three Chinese workers. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports Chinese laborers have increasingly become targets for abduction as China scours the globe for resources and business opportunities.
Militants kidnapped three Chinese drivers who were transporting building materials for constructing a road. Five Sudanese workers were taken as well, according to Sudan's state news agency, Suna. The People's Daily, the Communist Party newspaper, added that a Chinese engineer had also gone missing. No group has taken responsibility for the abductions, which often involve ransom demands. Rebels in Darfur continue to battle the government in Khartoum, which China has heavily armed. China is a key builder of infrastructure and heavily invested in the oil industry in Sudan. Last January, rebels attacked a road construction camp in Sudan's South Kordofan state, kidnapping 29 Chinese workers who were released 10 days later. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has just wrapped up a visit to Afghanistan. He says he believes 10,000 American troops should remain in Afghanistan after 2014, when most combat forces are scheduled to withdraw. At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 18 points at 13,507. This is NPR.